Hey, this is Drew. This is Jonathan, and you're listening to Dane on WGN. GN.
WGN, Dane Neal here at BookCon with the Scott brothers, Jonathan and Drew. It's always great to visit Chicago, but even better to do it as conquering heroes, right? New York Times bestseller list.
Hey-o. Yes, thank you very much. By the way, you know what else is great? The fact that you put my name first, Jonathan and Drew.
You know, we have a history.
You guys have a contractual like obligation, like in my rider.
I spent a Christmas holiday chatting with you, and you still put Jonathan's name first? Oh, my gosh.
It's just, you know, it's the way it is. Get used to it.
Well, I think of you guys in a successful way is kind of interchangeable, but it's not unprecedented because Joe DiMaggio used to demand when he was introduced that he be introduced as the greatest living ball player of all time.
He demanded that?
Maybe I'll start doing that. What do you demand, Drew?
I'm the greatest living real estate agent of all time.
I don't know if that's as impressive as ball player.
No, maybe not.
You know, just saying.
Well, no, but it's weird that you say that because you've got entertainers, you've got athletes, you know, traditional movie stars as celebrities. Did you guys think that you would find your celebrity? You guys have been entertainers and wanting to be entertainers and entertaining for years, but as a contractor and as a real estate agent.
I remember back in the day, I distinctly remember because Drew had, as we were doing the real estate, gone back to start doing a little more acting because he missed acting. And I remember he started getting put out for hosting roles to host real estate shows. And he says to me, he's like, I don't want to be a host. He's like, I want to be like a Hollywood superstar. I don't want to be a host. I don't want that. I want to be an actor. And then once we started to see how this was really growing our brand, then we look back and we're like, oh, this makes so much sense. This is the right move.
Is it the kind of thing you could have planned for, though? Because a buddy of mine who lives here, Jeff Morrow, who is the sandwich king on Food Network, actually started out as he was a singer, actor, stand-up comedian. Now he's like a chef on TV. But you couldn't have planned for that. I mean, when you explained to your parents that we're going to be famous, you know, doing this kind of thing, did they buy into that?
Well, they were actually, our mom and dad were very happy when we got into real estate because originally we wanted to do acting and Jonathan's an illusionist. And they were like, well, that's great, but you want to support yourselves. Yeah. And so when we got into real estate, they were happy. Then when we came back to TV and film, at first I think they were a little weary if it was going to work out, but then they saw the success of the brand and they're really happy. They've always supported us.
I originally wanted to be the sandwich king, but somebody else took that from me.
Sure.
Right now you're like the Finnish Nagler king or that kind of thing.
Exactly.
People keep asking for more things. You mentioned it that you're asked to host different things, and of course people are looking, they're supportive of the songs you guys did, you know, so you can sing. And of course now the book, Dream Home. Is this something that you guys, did you have a thing, some people do, that they always wanted to write a book, or was it the fans need something, this is something we can do?
There was the fans asking for it. I mean, we've been writing for years. Not that we've written a full book before, but whether it was scripts or different short stories or whatnot. And when fans started asking for it, we thought, okay, let's give it a shot. 2 years it took us to put this together because we had so much information. We wanted to make sure it was the
and
right
we had to
book.
Teach Drew to read. He's used that to pop-up picture books.
Yeah.
So
the next scratch and snip.
The next one, I want a scratch and snip pop-up book. Yeah.
No, contractor scratch and snip is not
good. Yeah, nothing smells worse than a contractor, so you don't want to scratch and snip that.
Well, you know there are books out there that have kind of interior design or maybe how-to on the construction side. How do you build the real estate side into it or the things that has been your focus in the shows into a book?
You know what's interesting? We knew the things that we wanted to educate people on, some of the mistakes we'd made in the early part of our career, all of the information that could help save people money. But then as we started researching what was out there, we realized there was not one resource that had everything in one place, and you're buying, selling, renovating, all in one place, in one book. So our book really gets you to ask the questions that you have to ask yourself. Otherwise, you're just throwing money away.
And Jonathan and I found that one of the toughest things for us was to have a book with two voices because there are two of us. And in the end, I think we really got that across. There are a lot of brother versus brother moments in the book as well. And I think that's one of the biggest things that people love with it.
The only thing the book is missing that is what has propelled our shows to be the top shows on the network, the book does not have slow motion renovations and tight jeans.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. We tried, but...
Well, how do you build? So one of the things that's so appealing and that your fans love, obviously, there's a certain amount of, you know, you've got a lot of lady fans for sure, but the sense of humor and how do you kind of build that and incorporate it into
a
book?
It sounds creepy when you say lady fans. You got some lady fans? That's right. How do you build what they're looking for into the book?
Because that's one of the unless there's a lot of, you know, full color pictures, maybe a fold out pull out thing in there.
The funny thing is through social media
you're talking about a calendar that's coming next.
we really listen to the audience, some of the typical questions that they have, and you know the fans. We get 500,000 messages a week each. So our team captures those, and we actually catalog all of the common issues, and we try to make sure that the book answered every single one of those. Even having actual floor plan examples and showing the solutions to how to solve those problems.
Yeah, we love interacting with our fans, listening to our fans, and engaging them any chance we get. That's why we're here at BookCon. That's why we do a lot of public appearances. And it's still why we're so active through social media, to really hear what they want to see in our shows.
And these looks are fading fast, so we need to definitely get ourselves into the literary space, so that's not a problem.
And last thing, of course, traveling the country on the Today Show, millions of fans all over the place, you're seeing it, but you're here in Chicago. So what is it about Chicago that you guys have either experienced or loved? I know it's a quick visit this time, but in the past.
Pizza. One of the coolest
pizza
cities in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, and every time I come, you know, my friends are saying, you got to stay longer, you got to explore. I have yet to come here and just stay for like a solid week and explore the entire city. So I want our fans to tell us, next time I come here, I'm making sure that I stay an extra several days. What is it that we need to do? What do I need to experience here that's kind of off the grid and some of the stuff that's the typical stuff?
I'm staying an extra night because I want to watch the season opener for the Chicago Sky tonight. So I'm going to be courtside cheering on Sky. So that's going to be awesome.
So sports fans, and we had it worked out. It's a quick visit. But next time you come in, the Chicago Cubs are excited to host you to do first pitch, seventh inning stretch. I know we talked about it at Christmas.
Amazing.
Yeah. And they someone from their organization messaged me a couple of days ago, too. So hopefully we can do that one of these times.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy Chicago. Love the book. Thanks for everything you do. And thanks for being on WGN.
Thank you very much.